money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need breakfast.
Yo, 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 yo. Happy New Year, everybody. It is like, I don't know, three weeks into the new year. And I have not been recording, like I said, always. A lot of y'all know that I have been looking for another job, just trying to find something else. But as of yesterday, I decided that I was going to, you know, dive in full, just go all out with my personal training and make the most of it while I am young. And hopefully by my mid-30s, I'm where I want to be. With that career, because that is my passion and that's the thing I want to do. So, you know, it has lifted a little stress up off me, off my shoulders, off my head. I've been having some really bad headaches, kind of been down in the dumps a little. But I'm going to save that for episode 9. But today, we're going to talk about, since it's the first month of the new year, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and starting off right. So, with that being said, this is Prosper to Godspeed. It's your boy JT, Juante, Wante, Zilla, Godspeed, whatever you want to call me. And this is episode 8. And today's topic is starting the new year off right. So, everybody know what comes with starting a new year. People, we all say, we make New Year's resolutions, right? I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna save better, save more. I'm gonna eat out less. I'm gonna invest more into things. I'm gonna spend more time with people or certain things like that. I'm gonna talk to so and so more. We all make resolutions, right? And you all know my podcast is about fitness, you know. My advice for you all in fitness, working out, mental health, and just being healthy overall. This is going to be geared towards more so weight loss or working out and stuff like that. So, as always, feel free to share my podcast, share my episode, share it with somebody, like, subscribe, leave a review. And tell the world, because we about to take over, baby. So, the new year bring a lot of people saying, I want to work out. I want to lose weight. I'm going to go hard this year. And, you know, you might think like 365 days, it's a long time. But when you're busy with what life throws at you, 365 days go by super fast. Right? Go by super fast. So today, in this episode, I just want to share with you all 7 tips on how to stay focused on your weight loss goals, your losing weight, or whatever it is that you might be setting that you deemed your New Year's resolution that you're going to do better at, right? So let's just get to it, man. We all make New Year's resolutions. We make promises to do better, but do we? A lot of time we start off gung-ho, I mean going hard, like hard, and we don't realize like what we're doing, I guess, per se. We kind of like just go in it. We don't really plan for it, or we plan for it and we over-plan for it. So it's just about consistency, really, you know what I'm saying? And the new year, like I say, most time people start their resolutions around January 12th, the second week in January. And that's when most people start their resolutions and kind of have that first week in January to kind of not play around, but kind of have time to get yourself right, get yourself together a little bit, because you know you're about to. In your head, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm about to, this is the last week. I know I've done it. You know, I'm going to be honest, be 100%, you know, making 100%, be 100. I'll keep it a buck. So, like, starting in the past, I always get, even this year, you know, started this year, you know, that first week, I'm like, yeah, I kind of been off to a rocky start. I'm going to wait till the second week in January where I can, because the new year started, like, on a Tuesday or something like that. So, Wednesday, I can't remember. But so, everybody, I was like, yeah, I'm going to start Monday, you know, do better, post more, record more. And I haven't, you know, for a lot of other reasons. But, like I said, that's what this is all about. So, starting the new year off right. We all make New Year's resolutions. We make goals. We make promises to do better, but do we? So, how can we be successful in our new plan for the year? So, I'm going to give seven tips. And so, the first one that I think is most important is keeping God first. Whatever it is that you're setting yourself up to do, you got to keep God at the beginning, at the forefront of it, you know, in that, whatever it is, weight loss goal, working out, saving money, talking to so-and-so more, whatever the case may be, you have to keep God first. You have to, I think it's beneficial, and, well, not I think, I know it's beneficial to keep him at the beginning of it, and just keep him in it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of time people, you're working out and stuff, and you just, whatever you're doing in life, you're just doing it, and you're not really, you know, acknowledging or honoring God in what you're doing. And I think that's a big mistake we all make, because we're human. You know what I'm saying? We're human, and a lot of stuff, I know I'm not just speaking about myself when I say this, but a lot of stuff that happens in our life is almost like a miracle. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't make that happen. You know, we think we make it. We like to think we did make it happen. But a lot of the time is what God just, it's God blessing you and keeping you and just providing for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to start rambling on that first point, but keep God first. Whatever you set in yourself, whatever your resolutions are for this new year, 2019. Second point, this is also important. All these are important. I probably say that a lot, but find a way to be consistent by any means. That's the second point. So I'm going to use weight loss and fitness, because that's what a lot of people's resolutions are. You know, I feel like for the average working, American is to lose weight, get in shape. So, find a way to be consistent by any means. If that means setting 5-10 alarms to get you up in the morning, certain time to go to the gym, and stay consistent, you set them. That, and if you have an iPhone, I don't know about Samsung, Android users, but if you have an iPhone, you can like set, I'm pretty sure they can do this too, you can set your alarm for how many days you want it to go off and at what time. In college, I had an alarm that was set for 5 a.m., Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And I didn't have to set it no more the rest of the week. So if I say, if I'm like, oh, I forgot to set my alarm, it was already set. I set it Saturday. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, my alarm is going to go off no matter if I look at my alarm thing or not. The only way it doesn't go off is if I turn it off. So find a way to be consistent by any means. Find you somebody who wants the same, who has the same goal as you, who wants to improve and, let's say, weight loss or lose weight, get in shape. Surround yourself with people who's going to support your dream, your goal in the new year. So be consistent by any means, man. Be consistent by any means. Make a plan. Stick to it by any means. Tip number three, believe you can do it. Whatever it is that you setting yourself up for, believe that you can do it. If you making a goal to save $100 every time you get paid, every 2 weeks, every month, when you get paid, that need to be the first thing you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a goal to save, let's say you want $10,000 or something, like, let's just say $10,000. I say $5,000. I think $10,000 a little too much. You know what I'm saying? So let's just say your goal is to save $5,000 by the end of the year. You want to save $5,000 this year. You're only going to do it if you believe you can do it, right? You want to start in a new field of work, but you're thinking to yourself, you make the resolution to pursue your dream. And this is personal to me. This what I'm about to share. Like, everybody and their mama and their grandma know I want to be a personal trainer, right? And I've been having some real doubts about my abilities to be a personal trainer. You know, to build a clientele, to build a following, to build people that's gonna let me train them and trust me for the and be, you know, reoccurring. I've been struggling with that a lot. And I started 2019 off with a bunch of doubt, you know, But as of yesterday, I kind of checked myself, talked to my dad, kind of, you know, gave me some advice. And you have to believe you can do it. Whatever it is you setting yourself up for this year, y'all got to believe you can do it. Got to believe you can do it. That's tip number three. Tip number four, just do it. You know, Nike says it best, you know. It's crazy how, like, Nike slogan is three words. Three words. For some reason, I thought it was four. But their slogan is just three words and a check sign. Just do it. And, like, it's just, like, so, those three words are, like, so powerful. Like, you want to do something, just do it. Just do it. You know, stop all the talking. Like my favorite rapper say, Drizzy Drake, the rah-rah, that means all the talking too much, doing all that beefing up in your voice, but you ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? So stop with the rah-rah and just do it. I had to tell myself that. Like, I'm doubting myself, putting myself down because it seems hard, it seems daunting, but I serve the one true God, the one true King. I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I know all y'all know that. You know, so why wait? Stop procrastinating. Just do it. All right. Tip number five, set realistic goals. If your goal is to lose 100 pounds by June, don't think you're going to lose 10 pounds in a week or 5 pounds in a week. And if you are losing 5 pounds in 1 week, that means you're doing something extreme. And if I were you, I would advise you reconsider what you're doing. Cut it down to maybe a pound and a half or 2 pounds a week. You should not be losing more than 2 pounds a week if you're trying to lose weight or setting a goal for yourself. Fast weight loss is not the best weight loss, especially if you want your, let's say, your skin to be intact when you finish losing weight. You have to lose weight slow. You have to drink, you have to drink water, but you want to get your skin time to adjust to the fat that is losing and all that. So don't go in to, I want to lose 5-10 pounds a week so I can lose 100 pounds by June. No, it don't work like that. As a trainer, I've been in the fitness world for 7 years. You're not going to lose 10 pounds in a week unless you're absolutely starving yourself. I mean, when I say starving, you're starving yourself. You're not eating no food. You're drinking some water here and there, and you're exercising 2 or 3 times a day. All right? So set realistic goals. Tip number six, be fair to yourself. Don't think you're going to be perfect. And that goes into my next tip. Tip number seven is understand you're not perfect. So tip six and tip seven go in hand to hand together. Six, be fair to yourself. Seven, understand you're not perfect. Be fair to yourself, people. Be fair to yourself. You ain't God. You ain't Jesus. You ain't going to stick to your plan 100%. You should be aiming for about... I ain't even going to say that because that's just bad advice. But just do the best you can, you know. Give it your all. Do the best you can. Be fair to yourself. Don't punish yourself because maybe you wasted the first 2 months of the year, you know, not going as hard as you can towards your goal, your resolution that you set for yourself. Be fair to yourself. Understand that things are going to happen. They're going to set you back, and you're going to have to readjust, and you have to, you know, pick up where you left off at the last good point. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially in the fitness world. People, I get it all the time. Clients, I've been doing so good. I've been doing so good. But then I ran into work, just got super heavy. That's a big one. That's a big one that I hear. I just got super busy at work. Man, work don't care about how fit you are or your health. You got to make time for it. And that goes back into tip number two, find a way to be consistent by any means. But don't beat yourself up because you had to take a few days away or weeks. Don't take too many weeks, like maybe 1 week at the most. two at the most, I'll be fair. Two at the most. Be fair to yourself. Understand that things happen and you have to readjust. It's not the end of the world if you fall off track or if you ain't had the start that you want. You know, it's not about how you start, it's how you finish. If you started 2019 off the first 3 months kind of just going through the motion, you got time to get it right. You know what I'm saying? But don't wait to, don't allow yourself to get to that point where you're like, okay, I gotta pick it up. No, make the call right now to do right, to go hard for whatever it is you're trying to do. Put the time in, focus on it, keep God in it, and 2019 will be a good year for you. Keep God in your life overall, period, in everything that you do. Acknowledge Him in all that you do. Waking up, walking to the bathroom, using the and you being able to use the bathroom, no pain. Acknowledge God, you know, getting in a car, being able to drive to work, drive to the grocery store, get some groceries, get gas. Acknowledge God in what you're able to do in all things in your life. Acknowledge God, you know, we are nothing without Him. So 6 and 7, be fair to yourself. Understand you are not perfect. All right, so I'm going to close it down. So I'm just going to go over the 7 tips again. Number 1, keep God first. All right? Keep God first. Number 2, find a way to be consistent by any means. 3, believe you can do it. 4, do it. 5, set realistic goals. 6, be fair to yourself. And 7, understand you are not perfect. Don't waste any more time. Don't waste any more time, any more years. Make 2019 your year. Make it your year to do all the things that you said you was going to start doing 5 years ago. And you're not alone in that category because we all do it. Procrastination is real. And life is real. Life can be tough. It can be hard. But hey, man, let's make 2019 our year to do the things that we say we were going to do. Let's start off, hit the ground running. I know that this podcast comes 3 weeks late, but better late than never, right? But never late is better. That's a Drake quote, by the way. It's a Drake quote. but don't waste any more years. Don't waste any more time, speedsters. Let's get up. Let's get going. Hit me up if you need some advice. You want to talk? Facebook Juwante Anthony, Snapchat Juwante. Instagram JTFitness12, or you can email me at jtfit.business@gmail.com with anything that you got. I'll talk about it, topics, give my 2 cents on it, and again, just trying to make the world a better place physically, mentally, and spiritually. So 2019, your year. It's your year. What you gonna do? Don't waste any more years, speedsters. Make 2019 your year. As always, Godspeed.
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need